bring your business cards. I usually bring this guy with me, a little portfolio, so I have my questions and my resume and all that jazz in there. Yeah.
I was just wondering, can you have, I've always wanted to, but have your like resume out or even questions that you wanted to, like I always want to memorize everything, but do you think it would be inappropriate to like...
To bring them back to
questions? I really want to.
Unquestionably, bring your, I'm glad you asked that, JV, because I would never... I forget right away. So if I didn't bring a list, I just wouldn't ask. I'd ask really dumb questions. Yeah, I always bring a list because it just shows you're prepared and they're okay. Like, you say, hey, I got a few questions. You mind if I... And then they'll see you have any questions. Yeah, 1 second. You'll pull them out.
Do you think it's proper to have like your resume and like side notes?
On your resume?
Or have a resume and then maybe have some side notes for yourself.
So are you saying like next to your last job, you have a little side note of things you want to talk to them about?
Well, yeah, or points that maybe like what we're just talking about, maybe experience, and I'll have like a couple of keywords that kind of remind me maybe.
You know, maybe don't put that on the resume because then it looks like you're like someone marked it up. But, you know, with that, bring that list, your list of questions with you. And like, I'll just often, like I'll sit down in a meeting and I'll just open the sucker up and I'll have a piece of paper right here, and then I'll have my sheet to take notes. And so keep your questions right there with your prompts. I found, write them handwritten, because if it's upside down, you know, people try to write upside down, they can't read your writing upside down, that's for sure.